Hey, what's up, guys? Here on another episode of Eli and Mike here in Beverly Hills and Rodale, the city of fame and business. So we got the famous, or should I say infamous, Wealthy Kale here with us today.
Yo. You know what's going on, man.
What's going on? Being here on the podcast with us. Is this one of your first podcasts? Have you done them before?
This is my first podcast that's going to go viral.
Oh my God,
The first one, I didn't want to put the first one out.
Okay.
I was like, I changed my mind.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're like, totally going viral. I feel it.
Yeah, so technically this is my first one.
Let's go.
Amazing. And you know, you came from Orange County. Obviously, that's such a flow of money there as well. And you have so many things going for you from modeling and so forth. And before I go too far into everything, you know, what brings you into what you do in life? Because you do a lot and you obviously look like a walking brand.
Right.
So what inspires you to do what you do?
I feel like what inspires me to do what I do would be trying to be the most intellectual being, trying to be the most like physically fit that I could be. Mm-hmm. And not like in a competitive way, but more like for myself. Mm-hmm. Like, even like the little things, like when I was younger, I took a little bit of creatine and then I stopped for like years because I wanted to see what my body could do. Okay. So it's like that same type of thinking, but like with everything.
Yes.
You know?
Love Amazing. It. And I love how you say intellectual thinking. That's so powerful. I believe we're totally on that brain wavelength. We truly love to like manifest, and we truly love to do everything in our power to just upgrade our brains. Mm-hmm. And I feel like not everybody's doing that nowadays. What kind of things do you do to strengthen that intellect that you have? I know we've had conversations before and it's always so powerful.
Mm-hmm. So one thing I do is read. I expand my knowledge. You know, if you've never seen a car and then you see it, you might like it, and then you have it.
Yeah.
So I like to learn new things. I'm always open to new knowledge and like somebody else's perspective on things, because I feel like I could learn something, or I could strengthen my knowledge on something else.
Definitely.
That's great. And you know, a lot of people that follow us or maybe follow you as well, they don't know where to start. How can they build their own brand? How can they become an image? And sometimes it's very hard to do something without either the right people or even your own personal self, you know, discipline or development. Mm-hmm. And you seem to radiate that very well. From the amount of times that we've met with you, you walked on a red carpet or you walked on modeling and you're like, you seem very confident, very poised. And that's so important, because especially in Hollywood or LA, especially in California in general, you have to have a certain level of commitment to yourself, mm-hmm. to the way you move your body in order to make it big. Mm-hmm. And you do that, and you do that very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so about Wealthy KO, right? So that's your name. What inspired that name? Why is it that you go by Wealthy KO?
So I go by Wealthy KO because I feel like you got to speak it into existence. So at one point I was like trying to come up with something that would evolve KO, because I always went by KO.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm like, well, I don't want to be rich. I want to be wealthy. So I'm going to be Wealthy KO.
Yeah.
So boom, I became Wealthy KO. Changed everything. And I feel like even the way I present myself became more wealthy. And the way I think became more wealthy. Like just seeing that every day, or even changing my Instagram to it, like the little things, mm-hmm. people calling me that. It's like I see it expand. And even more important, I see that word wealthy. And it make me think, oh, okay, let me do more wealthy. Let me read more wealthy books, learn more wealthy things, eat more wealthy food, go to more wealthy places. You know, what are the wealthy doing?
Love it.
That's what Wealthy KO going to be doing.
Wealthy KO. You know what I mean? So powerful. And honestly, we use the same concept. I mean, we put Eli and Mike everywhere we go, but mm-hmm. because we want that brand to be known.
Right.
And so we just try to put it on everything from postcards, our mm-hmm. backgrounds, everything. And then, you know, even today we walked outside and somebody gave us a bottle of their vodka they make or something. It just mm-hmm. this just happened. And it was just like, oh, we know you, Eli and Mike. And then you start seeing it, you know, and you're like, exactly. Wow, you know, you really do have to put it out there in the universe. Mm-hmm. But I think my question to you would be, when did this all start? Were you like a young boy? Did this recently start happening where you started to manifest or think like this? Because I feel like this whole movement of mindset is barely coming to light. But for me, I have always had it, I feel like, you know, and that's why I want to know from you. Have you always had this mindset since you've been younger, or when did this start?
So when it comes to thinking more outside the box.
Yes.
I feel like that goes back to when I was young, maybe when I was like 11. So I had an incident when I was 11. And I died and I was resuscitated.
What? Oh, wow.
And like, yeah, I went through like surgery and stuff. Ooh.
No way can, I mean, this is obviously a very touching topic. Are you able to like tell us how this happened? I mean, literally you just said you died. Like, are we able to like talk about this?
I feel like that's more personal. Like, yes.
Okay.
For people in my personal life.
Definitely.
And the details on that.
Of course.
But more importantly, like, I was either going to be a vegetable or it was going to reprogram my brain. So a part of my skull touched through my brain, but it didn't touch my brain, actually, because the membrane didn't bust open. Membrane that's over the brain. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like touching my pants, but, you know, it's touching my leg, but it ain't touching my leg. So if it would have, like, went through the membrane, then I wouldn't have been able to come back. So...
Wow.
Because it hit the right side of my head, it reprogrammed my whole brain to think more creative. Like, mm-hmm. basically by firing more neurons on that side of the brain, that's the creative side versus the left side is the logic side.
Wow.
So at first, I didn't really, like, understand the way I would think for, like, a couple years. And then just the way I would think in general was different mm-hmm. from that point forward. And that's mm-hmm. kind of, like, I would say the start mm-hmm. on what made me think differently.
How old were you when this happened?
I was 11.
11, wow. Yeah. So, I mean, that can change so much because most 11-year-olds are running and jumping on toys and playing outside in the park, just doing normal kid things. And you just had this insane situation happen where it totally pivoted you into a totally different part of lifestyle. And as much as it sounds like it would be something of a horrible experience, I think things happen for you. And I've had... I'm not going to lie. I've had cars hit me. I've been kidnapped. I've been jumped. I've been in all those situations, very different situations. And as much as nobody wants to be jumped, nobody wants to be kidnapped, but it teaches you things. You learn from those experiences, even that I don't think is damaging. It's created something new in you that has made you wealthy KO. Yeah. You know? So I feel like it happens for you as much as it's nobody wants it to happen, but I believe there's a reason for everything.
And you're probably going to ask what I was just about to ask. Do you have that same concept in your mind, or, you know, that everything like happens for a reason?
So basically, like, after that situation, I would think more creative with everything. Like, that'd be the base of everything I would do, be more creative. Wow. It wouldn't be like how everybody else thinks. Like, it'd just be completely different.
And this is like more, at 11.
Yeah, like from that point forward.
Wow.
But when I really started knowing that everything was like assimilation and I could do whatever I want and become whatever I want was when I started questioning everything. But it was because of that thinking outside the box that I started questioning everything.
Wow. Yes.
And that led me to find more answers and realize that I can manifest whatever I want. So therefore, just that alone inspired me to become more intellectual and become more physically fit and become more of anything I wanted. Anything I'm interested in, I could do.
Wow.
And you said it yourself, simulation. I mean, we're in a simulation every single day. You control what you want to see, how you want to see, how you want to perceive it, what kind of action you want to take. It took me so many years to even understand that I was just living life normal.
Right.
But at 11, you understood. And that's such a very unique thing because now you have this artist mindset. You're doing so many different things. And like I said, we've seen you do your modeling mm-hmm. and even that's very courageous. Your body, to expose to photography, to videos, to people seeing the true colors of your essence, walking down anything is not easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like going paying time to the gym is very difficult. We go to the gym almost every day, but it's not. I still got a stomach. Yeah. You know? But the thing is, you don't.
We struggle.
Gotta get on the KO routine.
I need a little bit of KO in my life for sure.
We have to talk about that for sure too.
Yeah.
But oh my God, yeah. Like this is like insane. I think I just want to still stay on this topic for a little longer because, you're right. Like, it takes mm-hmm. people so many different things to come into this mindset. And even for myself, yes, I've always had this mindset, but it took me to have to like watch so many movies like The Secret or so many books or whatever to really even open up my mind. And, you know, I've been through crazy things in my life too, but that didn't like change me. I had to like truly have to go after it. And mm-hmm. it seems like this incident kind of like snapped your brain into it, if I may say. And you like ran with this since 11, and that is just so incredible. Like, mm-hmm. so basically you really didn't have to like at 11, and I know you're doing this now, but at that age, you basically didn't have to go to these movies or to these books or all this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Your brain kind of was already working overtime. Is that right?
Exactly. I would think like probably 10 different thoughts at the same time. So I didn't really understand at first. But then as like, you know, the brain exercises the routine and life moves on and I'm just, you know, going with the flow of it, I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Let me get a hold of this. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just like got more clarity in the mind. And I was able to just kind of like use that and put that energy places.
You know? I love that.
That's kind of like how I can multitask as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You come off very genuine. You have a very genuine look to you. What inspired the brand look? Where did you get this concept of creating who you are right now?
So after that incident, I was in Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, for other reasons, I came to California by myself. So that was around 13, like 2 years after.
Did you run away from home or?
Nah.
No.
So I was supposed to come out here, live with my mom, mm-hmm. you know, but it was like maybe 3 months later, I got booted out. That was the first time I even like really been around my mom. I didn't know my mom.
Got it.
I was raised by my grandparents. Okay. But there was other situations in Florida.
Yes.
That why they were like, oh, you're going to go with your mom. Mm, so I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Smooth. I ain't never been to Cali. I'm ready. I go out there thinking it's going to be smooth. It was smooth for a good month. And then, you know, she had a little boyfriend at the time. He ain't like me. Mm-hmm. And he always was drinking and stuff. So, and I mean, he was drinking, not just drinking, like it was bad.
Got it.
So, point blank, I ended up getting booted out. And since then, I've been on my own.
Got it. Wow.
And this is at 13?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you have a similar story. You left when you were 12, right?
Like 16.
Oh, okay.
And where did you actually grow up? So it wasn't here in California.
No, it was in California.
Oh, okay.
It just wasn't in LA at first.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So at first, I was in Oxnard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I grew up there. And a lot of people don't even notice who was around me in Oxnard, you know.
Wow. No, thank you for sharing.
I was very known just for being me. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like my face going around, being mm-hmm. cool. Like, yo, what's good? School, playing ball here and there, sports. But nobody knew that, like, I had other things on my mind. All right, where am I going to stay? What am I going to eat? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. So that's, like, other things that I feel like the situation when I was 11 gave me the mentality to handle that. Because I could tell you I had a more kid version of a mentality before that. Mm-hmm. You know, it was very more like calm paced, mm-hmm. simple minded. Mm-hmm. So at first it was like a lot of pressure, but you know, pressure make diamonds type stuff.
That's right.
So I always tried to be optimistic about certain things I would go through. Mm-hmm. I had little hustles I would do to get money.
Yes.
Even the school was trying to stop my hustle.
No way.
What? I was selling chips at school.
Wow.
I was making like, I'd go to Sam's Club, buy it for like.
Heck yes.
Get your hustle on if you know right. you in high school, but
no, right, yes.
I'll go to Sam's Club, buy a pack of 50 chips for like $10, $15, and sell them. Boom, that's $50. I get two of them, stuff as many as I can. I sell like 70 of those.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I already made $70 by
wow.
by a third period.
Oh dang, know, love this.
Halfway
love
through. This. And I'll get the little like it's like a bottle with the squirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get that, put the lemon juice in it,
no
a little tahine if they want it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like the corn man kind of,
okay,
you know.
Love this,
but I'm
love
at school
this.
With it. everybody start jocking. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. everybody had duffel bags now trying to make money.
So then getting the hustle on.
Yeah, the dean and all of them and the principal, they go up to you, squeeze your bag. Wow. Here the chip. Ah, you selling chips. Come here. Make your parents come take it.
They're like trying to tell an entrepreneur not to be an entrepreneur.
Exactly. So I switched it up. Everybody else got caught. I even got caught. I was like, dang, all right, I need a new hustle. Mm-hmm. I start bringing candy. Boom, I'm bringing candy. Same spot. Sam's Club. Shout out Sam's Club. I'm bringing candy. I'm bringing donuts. I found this one little spot. And they had like little donuts in the back. I'm like, why you got donuts in the back right there and donuts right here? Like, are those about to come out? And they're like, nah, those was from yesterday. I'm like, yesterday? I'm like, how much are those? Okay. And I'm like, oh, $1 for 15. I'm like, I'm about to flip those. Oh, I'm like, give me those. Boom. I'm like, are they good though? And they're like, yeah, they're good. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, what kind of yesterday are we talking about? Like last night, I'm like, all right, cool. Let me get those.
Still looking out for your people.
Exactly.
Still looking out for your people.
I'm selling them $1. Mm-hmm. So I'm selling candy, donuts, all that. I'm selling it to teachers, so I'm good too.
There you go.
I was like, well, yeah, you want
to. At least you caught the teachers because they're the main ones that are going to stop you.
Exactly. There's still some good ones out there that will let you get your hustle on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They see the hustle for sure.
Exactly. Some of them respected the hustle. Some of them was just janky.
Yes,
of course.
Yes, definitely. And still today.
Yeah. And going to, you know, so you're also known for your tattoos. You have this very dissimilar face where tattoos are all over you. And obviously, you also have a company that you have as a tattoo company. Can you talk just a little bit about your tattoo company?
So basically, like, I was supposed to just do a collab where, you know, I get a tattoo and stuff. But once they met me, they were like, yo, you should be a part of the business. This is how it'll start. This is what goes down. These are the salaries for this, that. And I'm like, yo, okay, cool. So they just gave me a percentage of the business.
Wow.
And I have, you know, my part in what I got to do, you know, promoting it wise and doing this, that. But I was like, I don't want to be like an ambassador or like an influencer for the brand or for the tattoo shop. You know, he was like, nah. Because I thought when he said that, you know, he was getting to that.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, like, you'll be a part of the business. Like,
wow.
So I'm like, okay, cool. So then, yeah, we did that. I got tatted, gave it to me for free.
Love it.
Are you tatted all over from stomach up?
I'm going to be, but not my stomach. I feel like my abs is its own art, you know.
Got it.
I be eating a lot sometimes, but I still got the 8-pack. I got a 10-pack, but 8-pack there still.
An 8-pack works, you know.
Nah, I need
the
10.
I'm an 8-pack
of donuts. I need the 10. The 10 just, I got to slim down. When I slim down, the 10 pop out.
There you go. You have to go see his Instagram. It's amazing. And it truly is. I mean, I think there's like statistics where it's even going to be harder to have abs than like having $1 million. There's like different type of statistics out there in regards to abs, because I actually, you know, when it comes to abs, I'm trying my best to also be at that level too. And it's just so tasking, and people who have them, you have to be so disciplined. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you know Eli's eating and I'm like, I just can't. I'm all putting them on blast, but you know, this is really what it has to be. Like, you have to be so like disciplined, you know what I mean? And I definitely see that in you. You guys just have to go see his Instagram. It will just show you how disciplined he is. And since we're on this topic, you know, like, does this all go back to like your manifestations and your visions? This is how you stay fit like this. I mean, you literally have to, where do you get this discipline nowadays, you know?
So, I mean, this one's an easy one. It's mind over everything, but I feel like the core of like why I could do so much comes from like certain times that like I had nothing to do but work out. So like I was working out so much that it just built a certain core to where I didn't have to work out for like months and I would look the same, similar at least. And then I'll work out for a little bit and then I wouldn't work out, but it'd be like certain situations when I was younger that would like disable the consistency. So point blank, I feel like now, especially like that my mind is so strong, the body's just a servant. So if I want to run 10 miles, I'm going to run 10 miles. Yeah. If I want to run 20, I'm going to run 20.
Wow.
But I could like, I mean, realistically, even right now, if I woke up, let's say, even if I woke up late, it's 11 o'clock, boom. Mm-hmm. No food, no nothing. I could go run 4 miles, then work out 2-3 hours, and then run another 3-4 miles.
Wow.
Like, if I really push myself.
Got it.
And I'll be watching, like, you know, David Goggins and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, like, how his mind is and, like, what he be doing and, like, books he read and, you know, his story. People like that. That's one person that inspires me for sure, like, when it comes to me being physically fit and, mm-hmm. like, my mind being at a certain level.
Got it.
Yeah, we definitely have some connections with David Goggins. We had him at one of our events, and hearing his story is so amazing because,
right.
you know, he wasn't always like this. Mm-hmm. And then exactly. it was just that one day where he had the breaking point where I believe it was when he was trying to get a piece of food or, like, mm-hmm. a donut or something. And I think it, like,
whoa.
Everything, like, fell on him. He was so disgusted in himself, and that moment right there is what broke him. And it's so inspiring. Now you see him today, you know, he just kept going from there. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally peeing blood type situation, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like, did you have a breaking point, or was this breaking point when the incident happened?
For, like, being physically fit?
Yes, for being physically
fit. All right, so. Oh, man. All right, shout out my brother for this one, I guess.
Okay, shout out brother, shout out brother.
My brother used to call me Bird Chest. Okay. And I remember all the way up to, like, sixth grade, he used to, every day, I come out no shirt. Look at that bird chest. I got tired of hearing that. So I'm like, you know what? You know how they got the pull-up bars?
Yeah. Yes.
And this real exclusive information.
Thank you so
this
much.
This exclusive.
Thank you so much.
KO right here.
Wealthy
I get
KO
the pull
exclusive.
Up bar. I pull the dresser in front of the door, lock the thing. Boom, because the door couldn't lock.
Mm-hmm.
And this in Florida. And this is probably like, I think it was like beginning seventh grade, maybe, mm-hmm. when I start really, like, working out. And I was always, like, skinny, so I just needed to add some weight or, like, work out a little bit to tone myself, I'm thinking, you know.
Yes.
So I put the little thing, lock myself in there real quick. I had the weights. I'm in there working out for an hour, looking in, am I sweating? Nah, I ain't doing enough. All right, keep going. One day I forgot to put the thing on the door. My brother walked in. I'm on the bed, like, trying to do, like, weights where you, like, I'm trying to get a chest, so I'm,
right.
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the little chest workout, and he just started laughing. I get up, boom, slam the door. Now I'm working out extra hard.
Right.
I'm tripling it.
Yes.
Twice a day, I'm waking up 6 a.m., setting a little alarm, and I ain't even have a phone back
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents wasn't on that.
Got it.
I had a little phone a little bit after that didn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't calling or nothing, but I had a little alarm clock for sure.
There you go.
So, boom. I'm setting the alarm clock. Boom. I'm hitting the button quick just so he don't get up. Boom. Shh. Right when it go off.
Right.
Get up, sneak out of bed. All right, cool. Make him think I'm just going to the bathroom if he look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working out. Going to patio, living room. You know, in Florida, you get a family room and a living room. So I'm just going all the way in the back, working out for a little bit, checking myself. All right, I need to do more.
Wow.
So yeah, shout out my brother, but...
Wow.
That's really like the time I was like, all right, I'm tired of hearing that. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And then from that, it just led into a whole bunch of other stuff, like me studying it and me just wanting to be more fit, sports,
yes.
you know, classes you learn where you learn about like the body, the yes. muscle, how to gain muscle. So, but that was like the original route for
so,
real.
So your brother somewhat inspired you, but unintentionally.
Yeah.
Obviously, he inspired you not the way you would normally want to be inspired, but he inspired
exactly.
you by just... his negativity against whatever action you were taking.
Exactly.
That's so similar. Like my older brother used to be the same way. He would tease me as well. Mm. And it would always push me to do something better.
Mm.
And that's why we are in Beverly Hills, because I'm like, you don't think I'm going to become nothing. Just watch. Mm. So it's those little moments that you were able to capture, say, all right, we'll see what's up.
Mm.
And you were able to prove that to him. And I'm sure he's like, there's nothing to say right there.
Yeah, because one time I came out and I had a whole 8-pack.
Damn.
Another thing that inspired me at the time was I seen a picture of my uncle and he had like a 10-pack, and I'm like,
wow.
I know I got these genes.
Go.
I'm like, okay, cool. So when I start working out, doing my sit-ups and my chest workout, I came out and I didn't even come out like I was feeling myself. I just came out regular, like I was gonna get some water or something.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, my grandpa was like, whoa, 8-pack, 1, 2, 3. I was like, what? I'm like, hold on. Right. I was like, you're right. Yeah. My brother was looking. He looking around the corner like, oh, like, what are you talking about? And I, that's when I realized, okay, it's coming in. It's noticeable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tripled it.
Oh, my God.
Tripled it.
Oh, my God.
Tripled it.
Shit.
Right, now I'm working out. Super. I wasn't even working out. It was a lifestyle at that point.
There you go.
Like, I was just moving extra and doing so much. Like, but at the same time, I was doing stuff with my hands. Like, you know what I'm saying? In Florida, it was different, so.
There you go. So, since we're on the topic of fitness, I know that, again, obviously, we're being so honest here today. Eli's like, you know, I'm not the fittest right now. I mean, he's pretty fit, but obviously, we have another level that we want to get to. We want to be at wealthy KO level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we literally even have trainers, but sometimes I don't believe that it's the right program for us, like, in regards to the advice that we're given. I think it's more of like trainers. Sometimes it's just you show up, we're going to do a workout for you, you have an hour, that's it. But I want you to talk a little bit about your program, because I think it's going to be a little bit more of the mindset, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I think that's one of the keys here. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we go months of just doing the same workouts with our trainers or ourselves, and then, you know, the improvements definitely happen, but we're not used in our mindset, I believe, how we should. And that's why I'm so excited about your program that's going to come out. Maybe you can touch bases on it. I know it's not outright this yet, but if you could touch a little bit on that.
So I'm working on basically, like, it's going to be harder to do like one-on-one, but I'm going to do that for the people who can be around for that.
Right.
Like, if they can incorporate within my lifestyle correctly, then all right, cool. We can do that consistently.
Yeah.
But overall, like, I think it'll just be more so like a detailed course, advice. Also, I want to do like a book.
Amazing.
Like, just certain things that will make it very, very easy to like dissect the way to do it. Right. And not like a whole Harry Potter book, but like a simple summary that lets you know, oh, okay, I was doing this. This is what I got to do. And I feel like, you know, everybody touch bases on diets, and like everybody has their opinion on diets.
Right.
Man, I feel like the diet is smooth. Like, you can do a lot with the diet, but everybody's body is different and will react different, especially depending how they grew up and what their body is used to producing, like, chemically every day, depending on what they ate growing up.
Right.
But overall, I feel like it's just the time frame you eat. Mm-hmm. Like, if you change the time frame you eat and slightly change your diet, you'll slim down so quick.
So you're saying, like, fasting, you know, kind of like that, like
a fast, yeah. Okay. But it's like a natural fast. I feel like people get scared of the word fast because they think 2-3 days.
Right.
I fast every day pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. I eat. I'm kind of like an intermediate eater, but like, if I have a goal, then my routine will be, I wake up, work out around 6 a.m. I wake up, work out around 6 a.m. And I really just work out however long I feel like working out. And I could do my big workout in the morning and then my small workout in the night, or I'll do 2 big ones. But either or, like, whatever my body feels. And it really just depends, like, okay, what am I eating and, you know, time frames I'm eating. So I wouldn't eat even after the workout until 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The earliest I would eat is 11:30.
Yes.
I may, like, drink certain fluids, like a light shake or, you know, something regular. Water, of course, pineapple juice, like regular stuff. You know? But other than that, I would eat around that time, and I would break the fast by eating fruit. So I'm eating fruit, so it's not hard on the stomach or the digestive system. Within the next hour or two, I'm eating another steak or something.
There you go.
And then, I mean, you could eat 2, 3, 4 times within that 8-hour window of 12 to like 8. You could stretch it to 9. But if you don't eat after that, think about it. From 8 to 12, that's 4 hours. From 12 to 12, that's 16 hours fasting every day.
Wow.
So you're already fasting 16 hours.
And also, that's, you're okay, saying you're working out in the morning. Sometimes you're working out at night. And again, see, these are, I believe, mindsets that we all have to kind of learn, because you hear sometimes you work out and then that's it for the day. Like, sometimes, I mean, in all reality, probably in the last 5 years, I've had like 5 different trainers, and everybody is different. But it's only like the hour that you get with them, you know? And usually it's like, well, don't work out again till I see you. Mm-hmm. But again, you're hearing it from somebody who's ultra fit, you know, 8-10 pack. And, you know, you're like, you totally can do that. You know what I mean? But if you're doing it the right way, mm-hmm. you know, and I think exactly. that's so powerful. Because exactly. sometimes we stop ourselves, you know?
And then when it comes to the time frame, I don't agree on anybody's time frame. I feel like the time frame that like people give for results be like a year, 6 months, this, that. And those same time frames and results, I'd be like, you can get those results in 2 months, 3 months. Wow. Like mm-hmm. I don't see that's that so long. Fire. Like that would be like, I've never seen myself take that long to get any results.
Wow. Got it.
And thank you for telling this to mm-hmm. us, because again, years of having trainers, mm-hmm. I mean, I should have an 8-pack. I should have a 10-pack, but mm-hmm. you're stopped because sometimes that mindset's not there and mm-hmm. it's just whatever the trainer thinks is right. Mm-hmm. But you actually need to go beyond that. You know exactly. what I mean? You have to be able to work out again mm-hmm. if you want those results as exactly. bad as you want them. But I actually sometimes will literally stop myself because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to overdo my body today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be too exhausted.
See, this is one trick. Mike Tyson was doing 1,500 sit-ups a day along with everything else he was doing.
Wow.
So if you exert yourself to the body that you want to have and then tone it to the routine that you have, mm-hmm. like you got to sacrifice a little bit of time and a little bit of energy into that, but then you'll get that and then you don't have to do as much to maintain it.
Got it.
You just got to regularly work out like how you've been doing.
Kind of like you said, like yeah. you can go weeks sometimes and you're still looking exactly. the
same. I mean, I've went like, I didn't work out one time for 9 months, wow. like maybe more. And everybody's like, oh, you're looking good. I'm like, what? I'm like, please don't say that.
right.
Because
right.
it makes me like, oh, damn, I've been telling myself for 9 months that I'm trying to work out. So. Yes.
No, definitely.
But it all starts with the habit, right? You just got to change your habits from
exactly.
creating that excuse that, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I'll get to it and I'll get mm-hmm. to it. And eventually you never get
yeah.
to it.
I look in the mirror at that point and I was like, yeah, I'm good. Right. I'll work out in a little bit. And I remember I used to have conversations with my brother. Mind you, now I don't have a bird chest.
right.
And no
like,
purchase.
And
no.
my brother, like.
definitely not.
my brother gained a little weight, you know, but he know how to move it. You know, he a smooth dude.
Nice.
But point blank, we was going back and forth. We was a little older. Just like, I don't even know how many years ago, but mm-hmm. we was older. And yeah, it's just not the same type of conversation. Like, he'll say, yeah, I'm working out. And I'm like, bro, how many push-ups you gonna do?
Right.
He thinks he's gonna say a high number. Sets of 50. I'm like, yeah, and I'm gonna do double that. So yeah. he ain't believe me. So right. one day he pulled right. up. He was like, oh, you said you was going to double it, so double it. I did 120. Did more That's than double. Right. Straight. Right. Nonstop. That was the most I ever did.
Oh, wow.
I ain't going to lie. It was my moment. There I was like, nah, go. He going to have yeah. to learn today.
Yeah. Right. yeah.
I've been training for this.
Yes.
It was one of those moments. So, nice. And then it was another moment where, like, more on the topic we're talking about, on time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work out for, like, I work out for 2 weeks, won't work out 3-4 months. Work out for 2 weeks, won't work out for 3-4 months.
Right.
And I'm telling my brother, like, yeah, all I need to do is work out one time every 3-4 months. And then, you know, that's equivalent to you working out every year,
mm-hmm.
every day.
Wow.
And then he's laughing, you know, we're going back and forth. But I'm dead serious because right. I already know my core. My core is already built there. Like, right. I'm already right. blown past it. So... at any moment, I could just snap into it. And I feel like that's like one of the greatest gifts when it comes to like my fitness that nice. I have, my mind connection to my body when it comes to that.
Nice.
Like I just go through this void where it's like, shout out Zio Void and, you know, all the vigilantes.
Let's go.
I go through this void where it's like in sync and parallel. Like if I'm running, I get runner's high after about 15 minutes. I could just run forever.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's weird. Like, yeah. it's so impressive. Like, I'm still surprised. Like, I'm like, how do I do it? Like, I don't know. But I just think, like, here's one thing, like, really mind over everything.
Right.
So, if you pass and they were like, okay, you can go back right now, but you're going to have to run forever. Mm-hmm. You can't feel anything physical. So, that would be a physical feeling. You just want to feel a physical feeling if you already passed.
Right.
So, you'd be like, dang, okay, I'll do it. So, then you go. And just think of that. Like, you wouldn't even be bothered because you're alive again. So that's how I think.
Got it.
I just think like that, and it's just like my body goes in sync.
Wow.
I just feel like horses can run for 3 days or so. So,
and I think that's, why can I do it? You know, I think that's where you set yourself apart from other,
right?
You know, programs in regards to health and fitness is the mindset. Again, I don't think people are tapping into this world, and you're just so locked in. They're not.
They can though.
Oh, and they can, and that's what's crazy.
If they get the course that I'm a man.
There you go. There you go. You know we'll be there. You know we'll be there for sure.
For sure.
I want to, and I believe this has like a connection to health and wealth and fitness. Are we allowed to ask you how old you are?
I'm 26.
Okay, yes, because you look so young. You are young.
Appreciate you.
But obviously, you know, that's something that people struggle with too, and I believe that's all connected to being healthy. You know what I mean? Like, your face is just so clear, and you know what I mean. Do you have any like secrets that you use for also keeping yourself so youthful? Because we actually have some friends. To be honest, I'm 34 and I have some friends that are 26 that look older than me. They're also losing their hair. Oh. They're also, you know, I have 21-year-old friends who their hair is thinning. Their faces are just not like they're not trying. They're not using these things that you could use like in regards to health and fitness. Like, is it just you staying fit that keeps you looking like this?
I would say two words: research and dedication. Because people will research and then lose the drive. They'd be like, oh, I looked up this, that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't it. You got to have the dedication and the research. You got to continue to research until you find something that works for you, not just something that you think will work.
Love it.
You got to know it works.
Yeah.
And you got to know, like, you know, it's going to have some type of longevity.
That's great advice because I have even, I mean, you know, we use things all the time to keep our youth as good as we can. And I think sometimes actually we do give up. We try one product, it doesn't work. We're like, okay, no, nothing's ever going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So the research of it, that's like amazing advice there.
So when it comes to like, I mean, I don't have any specific products. I would just say like, you know, there's certain ways to go about products. Like, you know, you want to use Korean products for certain stuff. I feel like they pay way more attention to things when it comes to face products and stuff.
Got it.
I feel like if you look at people with long hair, people in India and people on that side of the country and the world, they got pretty long hair and they doing something. Mm-hmm. And then you look into what they're doing and you're like, oh, okay, cool. That might work for me. It might not, but it might. 9 times out of 10, it will though.
Right.
You know. But if you look at their face, it may not be all that when it comes to that. But in Korea, that shit clear.
I mean, got it.
Oh my God, I love this.
It's clear.
I love this. No, yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
And all this obviously must tie into your modeling career that you have. You know, we met at a magazine release party and it was amazing to have this energy, you know, that we connected with. But like Mr. Eli said, it's one of the hardest things, I believe, because they say public speaking is like one of the hardest things, you know. But at least when you're up there, you know, you're probably going to be in a suit or something where you're covered up and you can kind of just be up to the mic. And yes, it's scary. We've done it. But, you know, you're walking down runways and these are just not regular runways. These are like the LA fashion shows where, I mean, it's so exclusive to even be in that room. Just to sit in the audience is exclusive, but you are walking down those runways. Where did your mindset, you know, come about where you said, I'm going to be a model? Was this when you were younger? When did you start your modeling career?
So this was about 5-6 years ago.
So you were 20.
I was 20. And somebody was like, I was 20. That's crazy. Somebody was like, oh, you have an exotic look. I've been following you for a minute. You ever thought about modeling? I was like, nah, what? Never thought about modeling.
Okay.
I'm looking in the mirror like, about to reply like, I don't know. What's he talking about?
Right.
And so he was like, oh, I'm an agent for this, that. And I could get you with Calvin Klein and some other shoots. I'm like, okay, cool. He was based in New York, so none of that went through because communication on his end wasn't A1.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
He was genuine about it. He was smooth, like, you know, he wasn't trying to be like that.
Right.
So in the meantime, he was like, oh, let me send you to this event. He sent me to this event. I had a plus one. I brought one of my old homies in, my homie no more. You ain't getting no shout out.
Right, right, no shout out.
And you know what I'm saying? And we went, he had somebody come out. This is while he's in New York. He had somebody else come out, pull us in. It's like a private event. I honestly don't even know what it was. I just know it was Quavo performing and some other people, and everybody there had to be somebody or YouTube or influencer or rapper or or somebody. Got, you got to be something in there.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So I first walk in, boom, and there's like a red carpet. I'm like, so anybody can go on the red carpet? They're like, yeah, go on the red carpet. I'm like, okay, cool. I go on the red carpet. And I see Eric Bellinger. He like right where you are. So I'm like, what up, bro? Ooh, shake his hand. He's like, oh, what's good? I didn't even know who he was.
Got it.
And then we took a pic real quick on the red carpet. And then, boom, I go in. That's when I see Dan Rue. I don't know if you know who Dan Rue is. Right. With the beard. He be dancing and stuff. He got a fly car.
Okay.
You know, I think his car is probably one of the fastest for sure.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, shout out Dan Rue.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I keep going. I just start meeting everybody. I'm like, yo, yo.
Yeah.
Then they say something about open bar. I'm like, okay, the bar's open. Like, nah, like you can get whatever. It's free. Like it's part of the event. I'm like, oh, okay, smooth. So I go in there. I'm drinking. Me and the homie, we dancing with the alcohol.
Yeah, the good time.
You know? Yeah. Same, same.
So boom. I had to use the bathroom. I go use the bathroom. I come out and I forgot the lady name, but she was like, oh, you can come over to the section over here. I go over there. She was asking me certain questions. Oh, what do you do? Da, da, da. I ain't know what to say. Mm-hmm. I do music for sure at the time. So I was like, oh, I do music. And I guess I do modeling now. And then she was like, oh, you do modeling? I was like, I'm thinking about it. Like, you know, I've been in a couple situations where I was almost about to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of what, like, sparked it. Like, oh, maybe I could do this.
Got it.
So then, boom, in the section, that's when Jeremy Meeks was in the section.
Okay.
I already knew Jeremy Meeks, like, from, like, Instagram and, like, you know, internet, you know, online, whatever. So, boom, I'm like, yo, what up, bro? Woo, woo. And I'm like, yo, so I asked him one question. I was like, so what's it like growing up in the suburbs? Or not in the suburbs, in the hood, like, and becoming, like, you know, you married to a billionaire. And he was like, oh, I grew up in the suburbs, da, da, da. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
But at that moment, I couldn't really, like, to me, I was still, like, out the way. I wasn't really anything. I wasn't really doing too much. I was, like, more, like, hustling and regular job. Mm-hmm. Different mentality, but, like,
yes,
you know, while trying to do music and everything. So,
right.
Boom. Now I can answer that. It feels good.
There you go.
You know, point blank.
Yes.
It's amazing. More than that, I would say it's inspiring in a lot of ways to be able to see yourself in a way that you could love yourself, that you never thought yourself would see yourself in that way, if I said that right.
No, that's
powerful. I'm a little high right now.
No, that's powerful. Yeah, that's
I think
powerful.
I said that
that's
right.
So deep. Oh my God, I love that.
And I like that you have a lot of self-love. I feel like it's hard for people to love themselves and understand their mind, their body, their soul, everything, right? And so
that's
many
why
people,
that was so powerful.
Yeah, because everybody has so much self-esteem issues. Everybody doesn't believe in themselves. And I think things like that are creating, you know, wealthy KO because you walk in with, like I said in the beginning, you walk in with confidence. Yes. And that alone itself presents too many people, wow, that guy knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He feels it inside that he has something to offer and he doesn't need to tell you about it. It's just, you just
it's
see
like
it.
There.
It's just happening.
Yes.
So, and that's, that alone is what is inspiring, you know, us to have had you on the podcast. Cause like this dude is doing some big things. He's modeling. He's got this look to him that we have to have you on here so you can explain to us and let everybody that's following find out how they can find their niche, their way of bringing themselves out to the open, of finding who they really belong to be, because there's really no excuse. From 11 to 20 to 20 to now, you've morphed yourself into so many different types of people. And it's still you. You're still the same person, but you've created these things to make yourself so much better. And every time you create a new version of yourself. And I think that's very empowering because people don't know how to stretch that truth, how to make themselves better.
Yes.
And you're doing that without even, it's I don't know how to say
like
it.
Like you're betting on yourself. Yeah. And this is so amazing because I feel like most people are not betting on themselves.
Exactly.
I even grew up in a a family where I don't know why, but like I just couldn't look in the mirror because I'm like, you can't look at yourself like that. You can't feel like you could do modeling. And it's something that like I always wanted to do. And you're actually an inspiration to me because recently we've also walked in the Los Angeles, you know, the Los Angeles fashion show. And, you know, I was just walking down it. And I remember when we met and just the energy that you held. And I was like, oh, my God, like he's been I was on your page. And I was like, it's okay to be able to do this because you hold yourself, you bet on yourself. And it kind of made me feel like, you know what, I can better myself. And just believing in that, I think within a few days we got calls from, it was just so strange. We got calls
from New York fashion, Metropolitan fashion.
And I didn't feel bad about it because I was able to kind of have the mindset now that I can better myself. And again, people are not doing that.
What's the next goal for you? So obviously we're getting real close to the end of our podcast and I want to kind of see if you've already have a layout for this. So you're modeling. You're an influencer as well, and you have a tattoo business. You have a fashion statement to yourself, and you obviously are very, very healthy and fit. Have you put together what, and usually we ask this question to most of our guests is, being 26, let's just say by the age of 30, what is the next level of you? What have you considered that where you want to be in life by the time you're 30 years old?
I want to be a billionaire. I mean, it's not even that I want to be. I know overall I'm going to be a billionaire. You know, I feel like millionaire is great. You know, you could do a lot.
That's right.
But when you get there, that's not the goal anymore.
Right.
Then you want to get 100 million. Then you want to get 500 million. And what's after that? A billion. You get a billion, you're like, well, like, I got 1 billion. Like, you're looking up like, okay, there's a lot of people below you, but there's still people above you.
Right.
And it ain't even about them. It's just about you. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just realize, okay, I do want that. Mm-hmm. Ain't got nothing to do with them. You know what I mean? So then you just strive for more. Like, so for me, I feel like my next steps. So you know how I be modeling. Whoa, whoa. 2025 coming up, right? My phone dropped.
It's all good.
2025 coming up. So I've already accomplished like a lot of goals when it comes to modeling. So the only thing I can expand on is ownership. So now I got to own my own agency. I got to have the sprinters pulling up. I got to have my own 20 models coming out. I got to get them in the runway. So that's what I'm going to do. We're going to have the agency booming. And my agency is going to be very, very different. You know, it's going to help models avoid all the weirdos, you know, that try to use people in the industry and avoid all the little scams. Oh, you got to pay for this. Oh, you got to pay for that.
Right.
We're going to do everything because you're the product. Like, you making money. Like,
of course.
From that, I'm going to expand. And the people who are making the most money, but, you know, they got other things they got to do to pay rent, well, we going to eliminate that. We going to put the top shotters inside a mansion or something. Their rent's paid 6 months a year. So that way they can really focus on being them, being what they want to be, focus on their craft, you know. So that's kind of what I'm expanding into, what I want to do. And, you know, when it comes to the housing, y'all can help me with that, of course.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're here for you.
You know, top realtors in the world.
Thank you.
In the universe.
Amazing.
So other than that, it'd be ownership of everything. Like, I'm about to open. See, I got security, but I need my own security company.
There you go.
So that way that's coming out the business tax. And I ain't got to, you know, come out of pocket so much.
That's right.
In any type of way. And that way I could take care of everybody around me in every way possible. Like, a lot more. Like, when KO winning, everybody winning. That's all I know.
Right. You'll have the fitness program for them.
Exactly.
The KO fitness.
The fitness program. So that's like... It's going to be big, but it's going to be a side thing for me. Like, okay, I like doing so much at the same time, but like making sure I move correctly at the same time.
Yeah.
So the fitness thing is going to be just like, we're going to do it up. We're going to give you the blueprint.
you
know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, oh, they're going to be all the questions you got about fitness. Is that about me? Like, it's going to be right here. You need that. I got that. Here you go.
Love it. And just the mindset of, you know, becoming a billionaire. Again, it's not for everybody. Actually, this is one of my goals as well. And it's something where you really, sometimes I say that I'm crazy because not everybody thinks this way, but in my mind, I'm like, if I have to be crazy to be a billionaire, like, I'm going to do it no matter what. And this is, like you said, my goal. It has nothing to do with anybody else. Mm-hmm. And some people may even hear the word billions and they're just like, okay, like, really, you're going to be a billionaire?
Like, do you need that much money? And, like, some people are just so like, short.
Well, I got the perfect thing for that. Humble. You don't want to be humble. Mm-hmm. Because they're the type that they're going to tell you to be humble, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say me and you got $10 million. Mm-hmm. You got $1 million. And we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We want to woo woo. And you're like, don't you guys think you should, like, chill? Be humble. Like, look at what you got. Like, you got this. You got a car. You got woo woo. Like, enjoy it. Like, live life. Like, you're trying to get $100 million and a billion. You're going to be busy. You're going to be... All these little excuses that's not even in my reality. It's not even in my mind. Like, why is this being put in my head? Like,
right.
And if I were to listen to that, and you were to listen to that, right. We'd only have 10 million. We'd never make more than that.
That's right.
But us not listening to that, not being humble, because when you humble, it limits you.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So when you hear that word, that's what's not to be. You know what I'm saying? But in a good way.
And I have
be genuine.
Chills. I have the chills so much right now because... I've even been watching a couple of billionaires, you know, just studying them, trying to get the mindset of to be a billionaire.
So true.
And they are ruthless. They are definitely not humble. And when it comes to making that billion,
exactly.
They will do everything in their power to get it because it's their
goal. Exactly. But I feel like, and that's going to break it into two things too. I feel like you could be like that. That's going to get you there too, you know, because you're going to manifest that.
Yeah.
But you could also just be smooth.
Got it.
But the reason they're like that is because they have a bigger crowd. They have more people that work for them. They have to be like that or stuff's going to get shaky. So you could just be smart and do it in a different way where you don't have to have so much on your shoulders and you could just relax a little more and be a cooler person.
Right.
So that's how I'm going to do it. I don't know about anybody else.
I mean, you choose the circle you want to hang around with. So it's at the end, it's your choice. And I think that's the problem most people have is they want to satisfy everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that is being humble. Oh, I just want everybody to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually used to come from that lifestyle. I used to be like, I want everybody to be happy. Like, I don't want nobody to look at me wrong. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. That formula has failed over and over.
Sure.
You satisfy only your close circle. And even then you don't satisfy, you satisfy yourself. And then your whole close circle wants to build it with you. Then you build it with you, you know? So guys, thank you so much for sharing this experience with us with Wealthy Kale. Wealthy Kale, would you like to give out to any followers some words of wisdom or maybe things that can inspire them?
I would say don't care what nobody think. You start caring about what people think, you start changing your reality. Do whatever it takes. Don't start doing what people want you to do or what the government try to guide you to do so they could benefit off of. None of that. Do whatever it takes. Get to where you need to be or want to be, but do it authentically. You know, you don't really have to. You don't have to fake it to make it in any type of way. You just got to be you. Like, that's it. Like, just be you, and it's gonna show. It's gonna shine. Like, cause at the end of the day, even if you smooth and you think you look smooth, like your aura gonna be nasty if it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be smooth if it's smooth, you know. And I'm one of the people who gonna be able to tell.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't gonna make it that far. You gonna make it as far as the vibration you put out. I say just, you know.
Wow.
Powerful. Research.
There you go.
Love it.
Love it.
Guys, thank you so much. Expect 3 reels out of this video. YouTube, you'll see it on live. Thank you so much for being on our podcast, man. Really appreciate
it. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.